Julie Bishop will be replaced by a woman in her safe Liberal seat of Curtin after a bitter pre-selection battle between party power brokers. The candidate Ms Bishop was apparently supporting attracted just a single vote, comprehensively defeated by the Conservative-backed Celia Hammond. The drama was all playing out while Ms Bishop took the stage in Sydney, where she spoke candidly about the loneliness she felt as a woman in politics. Political reporter Jane Norman was there.
There were no disillusioned voters in this crowd. 2,000 women packed into the Sydney Opera House to hear four female MPs talk about life in politics. And the picture they painted wasn't too rosy.
It can be a lonely place.
After 20 years in Parliament, Julie Bishop has called time on her political career and she's offering some insights on her way out.
You keep very much to yourself as a woman. You don't go out drinking with the boys. Well, you can, but it's just not the same camaraderie. Parliament House is not a family-friendly place.
That's a view shared by Labor's Linda Burney, who, after surviving the bear pit of New South Wales politics, made the move to Canberra.
It is very demanding, particularly if you're a woman, and particularly it is true if you've got a young family. That's the truth.
But it doesn't apply to them as much.
MPs spend half the year travelling to and from Canberra. It's still a male-dominated adversarial world. Julie Bishop offered a rather radical way of changing that. Spend less time at Parliament.
It's extraordinary that in this day and age, we have to have physical voting. You have to physically be present
in order to vote.
I mean, I was in Ukraine years ago. They have electronic voting in Ukraine.
But ultimately, all of the women agreed it's a cultural shift that's needed. Green Senator Sarah Hanson-Young.
Over the years, the behaviour in the chamber has gotten worse. We cop it the worst as women because there is a specific gendered nature to it. Let me be very clear about that.
Liberal-turned-independent Julia Banks has had a lot to say about the way women are treated.
I think I've made it pretty clear that I've moved on from the Liberal Party.
She used the platform to take another dig at her old party, diagnosing what she thinks is the cause of its woman problem.
Yes. So you've got leadership in the Liberal Party saying, looking at women through this prism of the traditional picket fence, whereas the world has moved on.
While she was sitting on the panel in Sydney, over in Perth, Liberal members were choosing Julie Bishop's replacement in the blue ribbon seat of Curtin. Former University of Notre Dame Vice-Chancellor Celia Hammond prevailed. Julie Bishop tweeted her congratulations. A woman won, but not the one she was said to be backing.
Jane Norman reporting.